This is Mythofiction, a world of fantastic tales inspired by Indian mythology and folklore. Today's story is the fifth part of the Yugantar series, and it is called Rakshas Respect. Is this the bridge?
It sure is, good sir. Are you looking for a room for the night?
No, I was told a woman was waiting for me here.
Ah, are you called Veer Das?
Yes.
Behind you.
Ah, Commander. At last. I was told you were looking for a woman.
That joke has not been funny since earlier this evening, Dark Lord.
I heard. I am sorry about your friend, Commander. He was a pleasant old man. Are you all right, Commander?
I'm fine. I'm here to accept your offer.
Commander, you don't seem yourself.
What do you mean?
You seem... Are you sure you're feeling all right? You just lost a friend.
He wasn't my friend. He was no one.
He was not no one, Commander.
Why are we discussing this?
I don't claim to know you very well, Commander. But I seriously doubt you are as unaffected by that old man's death as this. Kripalu, wasn't that his name?
Kripalu, yes, Kripalu. I don't want to discuss him now.
I'm afraid we have no choice, Commander.
Why is Kripalu so important? I hardly knew him, and you didn't know him at all. You sat next to him. You sat next to him dressed as a woman and lied to him. Why do you care about Kripalu?
I need to be certain, Commander.
Certain about what?
Certain that you are here as yourself. That you are choosing to accept my offer of your own free will and not under orders.
Under orders? Why would you ask that?
Indra was here, wasn't he? The Lord of Lightning himself. He was what brought down the brewery. And he had words with you. Vakrasur told me he saw this much before he made his escape.
Who is Vakrasur?
Ah, you probably know him as Abhishanku.
Abhishanku? Abhishanku is alive? I was worried he might have... I looked for him but couldn't find...
Don't you worry about him, Commander. He is very good at escapes.
Why doesn't he use his real name?
He says it makes him more approachable among Gandharvas. He says an Asura name isn't a good idea this close to Devbhumi.
I don't know what that means.
I am sure you do not, Commander. But as I was saying before Vakrasur came up, I need to be sure you are not here under Deva orders. And right now, you don't strike me as being particularly honest.
Why? Because I'm not heartbroken over the death of someone I hardly knew?
No, Commander. Because you are.
Okay, all right. You want to know how I feel? I am sad about Kripalu's death. He was a poor, lonely old man and he killed him. Lord Indra killed him. Is that what you wanted to hear? Are you happy now? Have I proved to you my compassion? The man had nothing to live for. No real family to go back to. All he wanted, the only thing he wanted, was to die among the gods. I guess he got what he... And I couldn't do a thing to... Did you know he thought that Devbhumi was home to the gods? Humans think they have these strange ideas about that place, like it's pure or something. Like no one wants for anything there. Stupid bastards. And do you know what is the most
The most, Lord Indra didn't even kill Kripalu with malice. He said he was putting him out of his misery. Such, it was as if he didn't even, there was no respect. What? Was that the word you were looking for, Commander? Respect? What is that sound? That, Commander, is our ride.
So much smoke. I have never seen anything like...
Not smoke, Commander. It's a steam carriage. You will enjoy meeting Chakra. She is our resident inventor. She says that one day, cars like this will... Well, here she comes.
Pranam, myself Chakrasur, woman of science. Welcome to the Dominion.
Thank you. You look familiar.
That is because she is Vakrasur's sister.
You will find... Sorry, I didn't get your name.
I'm Veerdas. I'm here.
You will find, Veerdas, that my brother and I have very little in common.
Let's get in the car and be on our way, Chakra. You can tell the commander how much you hate your brother on the way to our capital.
Right, boss. Everyone hold on to something.
I hate this part.
What part?
Sorry about the shaking. It's a little warm from earlier. The boiler is making sounds perfectly safe, I assure you. Once we gain speed, the wind will take care of the temperature and the sounds will... I'm afraid you might have to put up with them till the end of the journey.
You just listened to the 5th episode of the Yugantha series on Mythofiction. It was written and produced by Vijayendra Mohanty. If you liked this episode, please share it with your friends and consider leaving a review of the podcast on Apple Podcasts. You can find a link to it in the show notes. If you have questions about this episode, the characters, the world they live in, and if you would like more stories featuring them and their adventures, please tell me on Twitter and Instagram. The handle is Mythofiction. That's MYTHOFICTION. Mythofiction is available on all major podcast platforms, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and others. The links can all be found at mythofiction.com. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Thank you for listening. Mythofiction will be back in 15 days with the next episode of Yugantar.